Lead yourself. Lead SA.
A double header today. We have two stories to share with you in our Lead SA Make a Difference diary, both around the theme of individual people deciding to do what was within their power to make a difference. And my first story is a follow-up, because in May this year, we introduced you to Marguerite Williams, who at age 57 had set herself the target of climbing Table Mountain 100 times in a single year, all to raise funds for a local NGO that works with vulnerable children. And she is just one walk away from achieving that goal. It's a great pleasure to welcome her back to the studio. I'm surprised you had knees left to climb the stairs, Marguerite. It's great to have you with us again.
Thank you, Pippa, and thank you for having me and following Life Child's progress and the walk. We really appreciate it.
For those who might have missed the earlier interview in May, won't you just give us a brief summary of what Life Child does and what made you want to do this to support them?
Life Child they support vulnerable children in Philippi, Kosovo, and they've got a safety house, and they help creches, help the teachers do the Montessori's teaching, and they're just an incredible small team doing amazing things.
They really are. They do a lot in terms of providing food for children as well. I know that teacher training is so important, and support of kids in those crucial early years where so much of the foundation of learning is laid down. Now, the last time we spoke to you, you were on climb number 40, and you told me that it was your intention to keep on doing the same route from the lower cable station to the top every time. Did you stick with that route? You didn't get bored?
Every day, every time you think you get used to the route, but every time it's you meet different people, the weather's different, and it just was, and you know why you're doing it, so it's just incredible. Yeah.
So 704 meters to the top, and your friend who first tipped us off about this project told me he'd done the maths and worked out that you would, over the course of the year, walk the equivalent of going up and down Everest, I think, 8 times in total.
Sounds good.
Does it feel like it's been up and down Everest 8 times? How has it been for you?
It actually hasn't been hard. I'm just getting fitter and fitter, and I know I'm getting fitter to help put smiles on children's faces, and what a way to get fit. Yeah.
Fantastic. Have you had no negative experiences? There have been no falls and bumps and bruises or hiccups along the way?
Nothing. There's been no, there's been nothing. Everybody has been walking with me. Everybody's been donating, and it's just been no injuries, no nothing.
Touch wood. That's fantastic news. Of course, there's still one to go, and that one is going to be a very special walk this Saturday, Marguerite. Firstly, I believe that the Table Mountain Cableway has donated a trip up to the top for 30 of the kids from the Life Child program. So they're going to be waiting for you at the top when you get there.
They'll be waiting for us at the top. We're going to be a lot of people. I invite lots of people to join us. Wear orange to celebrate Life Child, and they'll be on top, and then we'll all celebrate what Life Child does, celebrate all the wonderful sponsors and donors, and celebrate putting smiles on these little cute kids' faces.
So the call is for anybody who would like to join Marguerite on Saturday morning to do so. Where should they meet you at what time if they'd like to walk with you?
If you feel you're a slower walker, 7 o'clock at the bottom of Platterklip. And if you feel you're going to be able to do it in a sort of 1:15, 8 o'clock.
1:15. Oh, my goodness. That's a fit walker.
And we've asked Pippa to join, but she's got
sadly,
a lot of...
Pippa is emceeing the Organ Donor Foundation walk the same morning. I'm quite relieved to have an out on this one, Marguerite. I'll be with you in spirit while I'm walking on the other side of the city, if you don't mind. Now, I mean, it's all about raising funds to keep on the good work that Life Child is doing. And I know you explained to us last time that it only costs 300 Rand a month to sponsor a child through all of those elements of support. How has the fundraising gone?
We wanted to do the slogan was 100 climbs for 100 children, but it was quite optimistic, but we actually on 45 kids, and I think that's amazing that we've done 45 children for a year. We'll be supported by all these wonderful people that donated money, and my aim is in the next 2 days to just do another 5 children. So please, maybe you can just support us, we'd be so happy.
Well, what we've done is the following. Margalita's got a give and gain page. It's called 100 climbs for 100 lives. And if you type in 100 climbs, 100 lives, it will pop up on the give and gain page. But I've tweeted the link directly to the landing page for this campaign at Cape Talk. So you can find it on our Twitter feed. And if you feel that you can do with 300 rand a month less, I mean, for some people, that's what they spend on their morning coffee. If it's something you feel you can do for 1 month, 2 months, or for a full year, please consider donating to sponsor a child for a year and do it through this campaign. I think would be wonderful in recognition of a massive personal effort that you've put in. Margalita, I mean, there are lots of people who say, I'm doing something to raise awareness for a cause, but you've put body and soul on the line for an entire year. How often have you had to walk each week, for example, to get to this total?
Most days I would walk, weeks I would walk 2 to 3 times. And if the weather, because of the cable car not working, I would probably just do it 2 times a week, or otherwise if people have been watching, and sometimes there's a bit of pressure. Are you on schedule? Mm-hmm. Are you not on schedule? And the most I've done it is twice a day.
Twice in a day. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Well, I was going to ask, did you ever feel like you wouldn't make it? But it sounds to me like you never even let that concept enter your head.
I'm too positive for that. Yeah, far too positive. Yeah.
Right. So 7 o'clock on Saturday morning, wearing orange, if possible, to support Life Child. You are welcome to go and join Margalit. I'm truly sorry I can't join you. I am committed elsewhere, but I'll be thinking of you all day as you tackle climb number 100. I have no doubt you'll make it to the top, and that it's going to be a very special day, Margalit. Well done for what you've done, and thanks for reminding us of how we can support Life Child's work.
Thank you so much for having me, Pippa, and I really appreciate the time you've given us.
Yeah. It's our great pleasure. Margalit Williams, 99 climbs of Table Mountain under her belt this year, number 100 coming up this Saturday. And if you'd like to go and join her, please do so, wearing orange if possible.